Not a test. This is your emergency broadcast system announcing the commencement of the annual purge.
When you hear that sound, you know you're in the Purge Pod. Welcome back to another episode of the Purge Pod. We are in the midst of a fucking storm here, Johnny.
We are purging. Actively purging. The alarms have been sounding.
Listen, in Mexico City, there is, because we are prone to seismic events, there are horns, massive horns that blow whenever there's a potential. Are you drinking a beer right now?
I had to crack one just because of how.
God, damn it, Johnny. I'm being good. I'm trying not to drink during the week. So anyways, there's horns that blow whenever there's a seismic event, like ahead of time, and you need to get the fuck out. I feel like there needs to be something like that whenever there's a head-to-head battle between Sam and Brad, right? What the fuck? Can I access my video? Yeah. We're good. Okay. When we can't, can you see me now, Johnny?
Yeah.
Can you see me?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I said, well, we need to get some sort of alarm system whenever Sam and Brad go at it, because it is catastrophic. I know I'm often in the middle of this, but there's nothing like this.
Could you imagine making an app that it would act like a text message, but you could trigger an alarm on a friend's device? That would be like, I remember Forrest having that during basketball. He had that little, it was like a foghorn app that he would hold down during basketball season when the Warriors were playing. But if you could trigger that on your device to be like a purge warning sound, I'd let you guys sign up for that. I would let it be a triggerable event on my phone.
Like instead of like a sound that like a normal like text message sound. Yes. It's just like all of a sudden there's been anybody, including myself, who's texted four times in a row with no responses. It's just
I'm pretty sure we're just describing ringtones.
Yeah. But it's specific.
But it's specific to you can hit the alert. It's like, here's the bat phone. This needs to go now.
Or like an Amber Alert that pops up.
Yeah.
TJ has texted five times in a row. Is he okay? Text him if he's okay separately. it just overrides everything on your phone.
That's the marketing. We're gonna brand it as a social welfare app. That when something
social
when
welfare
occurs, when something occurs, an alarm goes off on your phone. Check it on your friend.
Yeah, we were talking about it on our first take because we had some technical issues. Tim, if you actually have notifications set up and you're on vacation in Hawaii, that's on you, bud. That's on you. Like we can't.
He's got to be face down in the sand. My tie number four drinking game of Brad and Sam losing their minds in the hamster wheel race of life while he's just out there on the beach. It's got to be.
Imagine if, like, at some point he's going to be like to his wife, like, something is going on in the purge chat. And she's going to be like, I don't care. You just feel like, I don't know about you, but sometimes I'm often just like, I have to explain what's happening to somebody in person. And I always think Alana is going to be like interested and she's just not at all.
It was last week. I made a joke that for all of our listeners out there, and Forrest calls me and he goes, we were listening to that on our flight back from the honeymoon. And Sarah turned and looked at me and goes, what the fuck is Johnny talking about? And I'm like, yeah, no one's listening to this. It's just us.
It is drama. I would say this is a drama filled episode that we got going on.
Yeah. We'll get to the movie in a second and you're going to see why it makes sense. But like we were supposed to have two different guests this week on this pod and planning with these two people, I begin to question how they function in life.
Yeah. I'm calling them out. I'm not fucking around. Josh and Sam, which is it's really screwing me over because they're my homies from Wazoo. Can't get on the fucking.
It tracks.
But I'm on a fucking every episode. I'm ready to go. Josh is just blowing us off, not even responding, prioritizing pickleball. And Sam wants to schedule midday Saturday, midday Sunday. And I'm like,
can we do 1 a.m. on the weeknights? No, we can't do it.
Now we're going to be doing a late night. Listen, guys, I want to have you on, but for the fucking love of Christ, let's be a little accommodating here. I know you guys are available. We can spare an hour here and there. Sam at one point wanted to go in the airport. So I told him it's one of the worst places ever you can record. Like go to a bar is better than an airport. Anyways,
just every 10 drama. Seconds, the loudspeaker comes on.
This is also, listen, I know I've been hard to get a hold of because of travel and stuff, but like we can set up an hour. So Josh and I are like the upcoming episodes, guys, we don't have the movies yet, but we're going to be talking about the draft, both drafts. We're going to be talking about him and I are going to be talking about what the plans are for San Diego. And the other one is going to be Sam and I and you are going to be talking about baseball draft and what we think our rankings are of teams going forward.
So just so I understand today's pod's drama, we are not going to be addressing the drama of the room situation on this draft. We're only going to be talking about the two other dramas that we're having currently in the Perch.
Exactly. The other drama that we're talking about is, let's talk about, which one do you want to do first, Johnny? March Madness or drafts going forward?
Let's do drafts going forward because it's currently what's burning the house down. And then we can talk about the bitch slap I gave you yesterday on the March Madness idea.
It's true. Yes, we'll talk about that one. Drafts going forward. I think, I knew it was far ahead, but I don't think until we had our teams and two weeks passed, almost that, and we still have another fucking 11 days that, excuse me.
We do 8 days before regular opening season starts, which I have some beef with, but we can get into. Yep.
Even if it's okay today, we're 8 days before teams are playing in Korea, not Japan, Korea, that we want to get them, like we should have the draft like around this time. Like even if it's, it was yesterday, like just be like, I know we want to do weekends, all that fun stuff. But yes. Yeah. That should be destination 100%. And if we can do it, awesome. If not, especially baseball, because a lot of you motherfuckers have kids that are born around this time. It makes it super hard to schedule. We just got to do it as close to the opening season, opening day as possible.
A few things here. And one, I feel like I'm going to have to start giving like an angry Joe Biden State of the Union speech every now and then to just calm everybody the fuck down or rile everybody up. I don't know. One or the other. But like one, just so we're remembering, every single day was almost vetoed by a team up until this time. Last weekend, we had full vetoes all the way out. And so the first question I want the league to ask themselves is what's more important? Drafting within a certain few times for the overall league health or drafting on a day, which happened to be a weekend, but weekdays also had vetoed out. People were on work trips this week a lot. People had conferences. People were gone last week for conferences. So the problem becomes, what's more important? Making sure one person from every 10 team, all 10 teams can be there, or drafting a week early. And what's making this a little difficult is hindsight quarterback, right? Where this has been a really weird year for pitchers getting injured. Like, I don't remember this many pitchers going down before preseason. Now, it could be because we drafted so early, and now we're just seeing more of it. But it started with Cole, and then every reliever's arm fell off. A bunch of other starting pitchers started being like, I'm being set back a couple weeks. So I want to make sure we're not overreacting to what seems to be an increase in injuries out of nowhere that really hasn't happened before. But I do see the point. It's hard to argue against that. It's just, are we being too much of a hindsight quarterback when we're looking at the situation? And then, well, why don't you hit that part first?
No. So, yes, it could be like a perfect storm situation, but this was way beyond or way earlier than what we typically have done.
Sure.
And I think the Cole thing was interesting because I know we had talked about, is there a buyback option? Is there an insurance option? Yeah. I think the solve is let's just move the draft closer because then you can make a choice. Because I think we've been accommodating in a couple ways where, okay, yes, we declare keepers. A few days later, we have the draft. But in between those few days, let's say if Cole gets hurt, I think we all would have been okay with them like swapping him out. I think that's totally fair. It gets a little hairy. Yeah.
We've always allowed of guys. A swap pre-draft. If a guy goes down before pre-draft, we've always allowed teams to swap out a keeper or do something else. That's always been allowed. It's when it's post-draft. And that brings me into today's games, right? So I have a fundamental problem with the fact of, let's say we drafted last weekend. and Ohtani and Freeman and Betts all would have still gone in the top 10 picks. And then first pitch of the game, Betts gets beamed in the head. He's got concussions like Rizzo. He's out for 3 months. We're in the same boat, right? It's still drafting early compared to the start of the regular season. But now these guys have games 2 weeks earlier because fucking MLB is doing it that way. It still puts us in the same problem for me, right? Which is we're dealing with a weird schedule to start with. It's starting with the NBA All-Star break kind of schedule, the first week of the season, where we got 3 games from teams that have marquee players on them. If this was Pittsburgh versus Cincinnati, no one would give a shit. I'm like, all right, fine. We're good. We'll start in 2 weeks. These games don't matter. So I think we're in a bit of a no-win, but I do agree. We got to draft earlier if we can. But I would still vote that we prioritize a day that at least someone can make it from each team, and we didn't have it this time around. And
I think for baseball, we just got to like way ahead of time. This is the draft. Like, we'll have an idea of the schedule, like,
yeah,
around October, even earlier. This is when we're going to have the draft. Save it. Everybody save it. It's a Thursday. Yeah. No weekend. Like, I just think baseball is not going to work with weekends. Mm-hmm. I think if we just do a Thursday, this is what we're doing. Everybody can adjust, and we just have that set up. And maybe it's the Thursday before opening day. If there's games like today, then maybe we move it even closer. But like, at least if it was like last Thursday or even last Sunday or whatever, there's still, you're lowering the chance of dealing with this injury stuff. Or at least you have an idea of if you're drafting somebody who is injured.
Yes, exactly. And it's just weird for baseball. I don't mind any of that in drafting sooner. I do think this is just I don't remember this many guys getting hurt. It's usually one guy. One marquee guy goes down. I think 5 closers have gone down. 3 or 4 pitchers have gotten hurt. It's been really weird. And it's tough because we already drafted, and that puts teams at a disadvantage, right? So I get it. But yeah, I'm in agreement there. I think I'll be in the minority on where I stand on this one compared to our next topic. But no, I hear you guys on this one.
Yeah, I guess for me, it's, are they playing 3 games or 2 games in Korea? I don't even know. But like, it's hard. It's hard to not count those, right? Yeah. Especially if you have a pitcher. A pitcher could have 9 net wins and one of them could come this week. That's tough to get out or to not count.
I don't like that the MLB does it, to be honest. I think it's bad for opening day because technically this is opening day. That these are the first regular season games of the season. They can call opening day whatever the fuck they want to call it, but it's still the first game of MLB. It counts to the regular season. If you want to make this an exhibition game, and it doesn't matter, it's just preseason out there, great, do that. Then we don't have to worry about it. But they make it regular season game, which makes it suck. So
they want to do it so far a fucking way. That makes it so hard, is they want to give the teams enough travel before and after and get adjusted so when it comes to actual opening day that they feel like they're rested in the whole thing. I just think it's bullshit. The Yankees are playing here versus they're playing in Mexico City this weekend versus a Mexican team, right? It's just a team starring
Trevor Bauer.
Dude, Trevor Bauer is brilliant, dude. Side note, like, this guy, he pitched for I think a Korean team versus the Dodgers where he fucking dealt. And now he's doing it again. Like, he's smart, man. Like, he still's got it. That story's fucking nuts. I'm not going to go into it, but people need to, like, listen to his. He did, like, a whole, like interview, like, essentially with himself explaining the story now that he was able to. And, like, the gag.
Order's been lifted.
Whatever was lifted. It's incredible. This guy, like, essentially got fucked out of hundreds of millions of dollars because some chick falsely accused him of harassment.
The problem with Trevor Bauer, just putting it out there, is people don't like him. They think he's an asshole, right? And when people think you're an asshole, we had a lot of the overreaction stuff that happened. You could see Johnny Depp situation, right? But a lot of people stood by Johnny Depp when that still went on. Even big brands did. Dior was like, we're not dropping him. They didn't believe it. And you saw how that one played out. It's a little bit because Bauer is who he is that people weren't willing to give him a second chance or a second.
Yeah. We'll see how I can't expect him to not be signed by an MLB team.
No, yeah. Especially if he smokes the Yankees.
Yeah. All right. Let's go into the March Madness, quote unquote, drama. I think I'm gonna lead this off to give my thoughts because I was the one who was leading the charge here. Mm-hmm. You're all fucking bitches. No, I'm just kidding. My thought was, like, other than All-Star break for baseball, this is one of the can be slower times for our fantasy season. Mm-hmm. Yes, few of us are, or few of us will be in baseball, or sorry, will be in basketball playoffs semis right now. And then same thing, like we'll have the draft and opening day is getting close. The thought was like, it's a fun addition that we can look forward to that adds minimal like advantage into the season. And I understand the point of like, I don't understand the point of like, why would we do this? It's our league is great, et cetera, et cetera. That's also coming from people who didn't want to do auction. So go fuck yourself, honestly. Right. Like the people who are saying that like wanted to fucking keep the league how it was. Mm-hmm. And I think the best thing is that we try to evolve and try to do things fun. Mm-hmm. And you made the joke of like, why wouldn't we do World Cup? I'm like, that's once every 4 years. I'd be fucking absolutely down to do World Cup.
Yeah.
Little League World Series.
At that point too, I apologized because it wasn't the right point to make because it had actually, when I thought about why I said no, it had nothing to do with the reason why I said no.
It's not, first of all, I don't think it's like sheer dumb luck. And if it is, then we all have equal sheer dumb luck to get it. And again, it's not minimal, it's minimal, mm-hmm. minimal advantage. Like I haven't watched, I'm not kidding. I've not watched 1 minute of college basketball this year.
I don't think I have either.
Yeah. So it's not like I'm from a position of, oh, I know college basketball. So I don't know shit. I don't know shit. And that's coming from my alma mater is in the tournament for the first time in 15 years. Didn't watch 1 minute of their games.
They're going to get smoked like, round one too. Absolutely smoked.
Probably. Likely. Like, very likely. But I think the point of it is it's just, it's something we can look forward to. It's something to the ad bragging rights. It's something that makes it fun. And I think $20 is a mid tier keeper.
Yep.
And in the grand scheme of 750, it's not that much.
I have no complaints with any of that. The reason I said no was timing. So at least my job as commissioner for this league is I try to keep things that could possibly imbalance the league out from happening, right? That's where I sit from on looking at all your guys' votes and we put them in. The problem I have with the whole thing is just a day and a half before it goes live to add something that, look, the difference there could be, oh, I could have $20 more in baseball draft. Maybe I do go in heavy on Freddie Freeman and keep him. Or I don't have enough budget, but I have $20 more, right? So for me, it's if we're going to do something like that, which I don't mind, we need to make sure that everyone knows a year in advance when we're voting on it that, hey, if you want to take that seriously and not make it dumb luck and potentially watch some basketball or just do some strategy, go and look at the stats on KenPom and all that kind of stuff and come up with strategy on how you want to do this, I think you got to give the league more time for that because
That's totally fair.
Where it could imbalance the league is someone who did watch college basketball all year and knows for a fact who's hot, who played well, why did three of the number ones lose, what do they struggle against. That's where I see a major advantage could have come into play where I'm like, I don't watch any college basketball either, but I'll go on KenPom and I'll look at the plus minus and say, okay, here's where things are going to win, right? But that's what I was concerned about on it.
No, that's all very fair. You know me, I like to fucking come up with these ideas and add it. The league spoke, no one wanted to do it. You all are fucking bitches, like I said at the beginning. So no hard feelings, but you can go all suck a big fucking dick. But I think there is an opportunity.
Well, honestly, like, look, when we moved away.
Go ahead.
When we moved away from auction or from draft picks, the main reason I was a proponent for that was because it was causing a disadvantage for teams. People were able to strategize that dump and get these guys as the first overall pick where no one else had a shot at them, right? And that's what made auction great, which I thought was more viable, is that everyone had a shot at every player every year. So
I think it's worth maybe revisiting, but it's not, I don't think people are gonna want to change it, but again, it's not, I think I don't want people to think that I'm like this fucking savant that knows college basketball. I just thought it'd be a fun addition to the season, and it's not like mm-hmm. we're all against each other versus like head to head, etc. So that's, I think that's, and I don't expect this to be like an addition of let's add this and let's add that. You know what I mean? If that's you're worried about, then I think anyone is
reading. Yeah.
But I mean, I think that's a real case. Like, what's going to say people like, wouldn't you want to do one versus the other, or add another, like random league or F1 or.
And so let's say the perception was the reason you're pushing for it is because you do watch college basketball. And so then what if I came back and I'm like, hey, I'm going to throw this esports one out there that we should all do. And you pick these random esports teams. Not that I watch esports, but the perception would be that I would watch esports. And so then it would be like, oh, Johnny knows about this. It's an advantage. Right. And so one is to squash that part of it too. But two, if you give enough time and prep to anybody, then they should be able to prep knowing this is going to be a part of it. You might want to watch some college basketball this year, right? And that's where I think it's not a bad idea, because if you look at it, what other sport has this much of an effect on the season of sports in their playoffs, right? Little League World Series doesn't have it. Olympics does once every 4 years. You could argue golf doesn't get this big other than maybe Masters, right? But you want to talk about then throwing the Masters in there. That's a significant advantage for, say, a Sam, right? Or you or Zach, who do watch golf and follow it, right? And so that's where that kind of stuff does get a little iffy for the league, because we had so much of a trouble balancing just people's knowledge against the three sports we do play. It's not easy adding a sport in is the problem.
Yeah. No, and I think, again, like, I think you're probably right. It was too early. I was just like, I thought it would overwhelmingly be, what the hell is this bubble thing that pops up? I thought overwhelmingly it would be something that would be fun for all of us to do, but maybe we'll add it in and listen, I'm not fucking pissed. Let's move on here to, let's look at basketball playoff and overall picture. Johnny, why don't you do overall picture? I think that's a good way to start.
Okay. The separation happens now when we start hitting playoffs, you start getting some bonus points, you start getting some seeding happening. And so right now, the teams that missed playoffs are in the bottom, and the teams that are in playoffs make the jump up. But the formula is working for Team Tosh. You guys already have about a 10-point lead going into playoffs. You got the bye in basketball. A pretty impressive season. I think you guys went 16-1-3 so far. Great season. That's hard to do. But it's going to be interesting here. You still have a few. Everyone's still in it. Grand's losing first round is significant. Not getting the bye and then losing to Brusser after being second place pretty much the whole year. That hurts. And we'll see how that goes for their baseball squad. They had a lot of money too. It's something that's gonna be hard for them to go. And Tim sneaking in is very big for overall picture. So it's gonna be close. The matchups this week are pretty close. I think Gerbert and Foe is a wild card, and Brusher's keeping it close with you. I think that one's starting to slip away a little bit. But yeah, it's gonna be interesting here down the road.
I think everyone's goal should be to like get top four in a sport, right? Unless it's football and you need to get above a certain one. And if we did not get the bye or top four, then it would have been an embarrassment. It's so funny how like matchups mean so much, right?
Sure.
Like I think if Ryan and Brusser, so Musser, like Ryan knows basketball really well. There's no secret there. And so it's funny. Me and Josh were talking about this and going into like, we can't have fucking Musser Billy Bean us here. We can't have him fucking Billy Bean us. And I shared that with Brad. And of course, Brad, he changed his icon to Billy Bean. But for the most part, like it's so Grands didn't get second place. They didn't get the bye, right?
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, they fell out of it. They were in second for most of the season.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that hurts because they spent a lot, right? I don't know what their spend was compared to Forrest and Joe, but it was up there. Obviously, this is a big win for Gerbert because they had really good keepers, and I don't think they spent overwhelmingly a lot. I'm going off memory here on the draft itself. So if they can get to the championship, that
so
who Gerbert did or
no,
Forrest?
Grands did. So Forrest was so you spent the most in basketball, 396. Grand spent 381. Yes. Foe spent 379. And then Tim was the next highest. A significant drop off after that at 317. But those four teams made playoffs. Gerbert had a 246 spend and Brusser had a 270 spend. They were up there on the next highest ups. A few, Donnie spent a little bit more than that, but yeah, that was a big spend from Grants to now be fighting for the fifth place game that's rough.
Yeah. Now what did Tim spend again? Because if let's say he gets sixth place. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Him missing would have been catastrophic. Him sneaking in and me not FSUing his team because they were completely hurt, got absolutely annihilated. It wasn't his fault, but the last week of the season, I think he lost Cat, Curry, and Scotty Barnes. You're done. it's over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is where injuries come in. This is where guys are getting sitting. We're seeing it. Dude, actually, even last night, and it's so funny because Josh and I text, but this is by far the most that we've texted. Like, it's always during, if we get in the basketball playoffs, we're always just fucking, I'm like letting us do his thing. And then all of a sudden, I'm just like with a telescope looking at every little move, which I'm sure he hates. But like, this is when the crazy shit happens. Last night, Luka shot a season low. He shot a season low, and we are usually like right up there in field goal percentage. And he shot a season low 20%. He went 5 of 27. Like, it was a sick joke. This is why it's great, because this is where it gets really challenging, and like, the pickups matter. You have to be ready to. I know Forrest is dealing with. Those are categories that we know that we're strong in. So it's interesting. Giannis is sitting out. Ryan had Gobert that's sitting out. Jalen Brown might sit out. These are all things, and this is where you have to be on top of your game. Got to give credit to Gerbert. No doubt. We said they had really awesome keepers and they lived up to it. And if they get first, anywhere in top three is going to be a win for them, considering that I think they have a pretty large football budget. I think they have some stuff to prove on the baseball side, which we'll talk with Sam, but got to give them their credit. And given their keepers, it would have been a shame if they didn't make the top four or even playoffs.
They have the second largest budget remaining behind Zach, who's not really a threat to overall money, but a threat to winning football with 270 left. But I feel like Zach kept that money just so he could keep McCaffrey. I think that's where his mindset is. You know, it's just probably his favorite player on his favorite team. Makes sense. And also arguably the number one pick. So, yeah.
It'll be fun to see what happened with basketball. Actually, so what is the rule, real quick, Johnny, about like, when the money opens up for the following year? It's after football.
Money's open for next year. It's been open since the draft.
No, sorry, the following year. It's when football trade, right? Yeah.
So the way we did it was, because you can't open it up before, since we have a little bit of overlap in the drafts, and you can't have money that you're trading then while you're still in football season. It's when football season ends. When the football trade deadline has passed, I have to go back and look, because it made it a little rough. Because when football trade deadline passes and you can't really do anything else in football, so you're set, right? There's no risk to the league. I can't spend money to get a guy in football. So that's where I think we ruled on it, was as long as that passed and now those teams are set, money opens up, which could be a good thing. I know one of the votes we're going to have this year is extending that trade deadline. I think our trade deadline's way too close to playoffs.
It needs to be like 60% of the season.
Yeah, just like every other league. Like, when you're trading this close, you let six seeds potentially buy their way in to a much better team, which is, if we want to be that way, that's fine too. It does have more trades, but
I'm actually surprised it's taking this long for us not to change it. I think that's an obvious little change that needs to be made. Mm-hmm. I think the other thing we have to consider now too, and Forrest actually brought this up to me when I was chatting with him, about like, we need to decide on what a punishment is, like, for not obviously next season or whatever this season, for the next season, right? If we're actually going to implement something, we should probably do it now, so people know legitimately how are they not necessarily tanked. If you don't give a shit, want to set up for money for the following season, we got to have set up there. So that's something to consider. And I think we have a lot of good options. Brad put that together, credit to him, because he's riding it, but it'd be good to have a set punishment that we go forward with, so people know if they should be
is starting to gain enough votes. Talking at it at a few events, it does seem like that's the one that, look, we can put it on the trophy. It is not a great pun. It's not great if you're doing it. You're going to throw up probably, unless you're just going to phone it in and take an hour and walk the whole time and be that guy that has an hour on the trophy time. But we were thinking about it.
We should do like a decathlon or something, or like, not just the beer mile should be like the last one. Like, it should be like,
we could make it so it's a longer event. Yeah. Yeah.
If people are going to phone it in,
pretty competitive guys. I don't know if many of us are going to phone it in. If you think about it now, what do you think the average time right now for someone that could just run a lap? Right now, like, average mile time. If you get out there, you're going to run a lap. 9 minutes, 8 minutes. There's some runners in our league that are going to be much faster than that. But I think no training, like right now, if I went out there and did a full sprint mile, I think I could probably get an 8 minute mile. But that's not stopping every 2 minutes and chugging a beer, which is going to take me an additional minute by the fourth beer.
Yeah, you have to, dude. I think this is interesting. This is definitely something where I think it should be like, it needs to be like painful, because we're talking max. This is like a 15 minute punishment. It's like,
oh, I think like, we're in the 20 minutes on these. I think you're going to do the first mile in 2 minutes. You're going to chug a beer in 30 seconds, 10 seconds, whatever. And you're going to go. But then when your stomach starts filling up, you're not putting up 2 minute laps anymore. And look, people are going to throw up. It's going to happen. I think you're looking at times in the 20 minutes, and then you start getting to the point like, we're competitive guys. I don't want to be the lowest time on that trophy. And the trophy should have a little asterisk if you threw up, right? Did you do your run and did you throw up? And then we mark that too. Because that's pretty bad. And as we get older, our times are going to get inevitably slower. So if we're doing this for 10 more years, 20 more years, and we're in our 50s or 60s doing this, just idiots, that would be hilarious. I'd love to go to my doctor and be like, why the fuck are your levels so off? I'm like, oh, I had to do a beer mile last weekend and I almost had a heart attack.
I think it's a good one, because it's like, it's something that's like achievable that we could go with. I think we'd have to think about like, how are we going to...
Every destination draft.
How are we...
You're already planning
it. Yeah, I know, but also teams.
But you're planning it as the loser. I think that should, stick, because that thing sucks. And we're going to get into that next weekend when you and Josh are on the pod. But... that sucks. I mean, if you add the beer mile in, you're already going to be there because you plan the event, and you're now having to run at the event when you're there. That sucks.
Why am I like, see, this is the problem. I'm like excited about this idea, like to the point where I'm not saying Josh would ever do it, because Josh would struggle for sure doing this, but I would have no problem doing it, but I would no problem doing the act.
I think I'm so damn competitive. Worse. We get you up at 5 a.m. for it. We make it first thing in the fucking morning. The night after, we just rage. I think it should be like, the rule should be,
or it could be like at any point, like the league decides, okay, hey, let's go.
It's
we're
just
going out
blind.
We can wait till
you're fucked up.
We're going. Oh shit! Hey guys, we're drinking. We're doing the beer mile. It's 11 p.m. and we just got started. Let's go.
Yeah,
like type of deal. That could be like the surprise beer mile.
Oh, dude! But then, because look, if you're already drunk and then you're chugging four beers, we're going to be pouring.
That's what I mean. That's what I mean. Like a surprise.
So you're like Dover the whole weekend because you're worried we're going to spring it on you. Yeah, that's bad.
That could be something.
We can make this worse. We can make this far worse.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, I mean, that's what I'd say. If it's a decathlon, it's okay, less than like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Something that the other guys can bet on, like things like that. Then I think that'd be fun.
Yeah. There'll be over under bets. There'll be like bets per lap. How long? Bets per chug. How long? Total time. We'll have some good lines in there.
Time trials, dude. Time trials. All right, cool. Let's get to our quotes. We didn't say what the movie was. Second time in a row we've done this, but the movie is The Replacements. Johnny, one of your favorite movies.
All-time best. Look, I will die on this hill. This is the best comedy football movie ever made. I'll put that up against The Longest Yard. I'll put it up against Waterboy. This is the best comedy football movie. There's a lot of good dramedies. There's a lot of good reality football movies and being full dramas, but this movie's great. Just watch it again. Has some parts that don't hold up. Definitely a lot of retard jokes. At one point, a guy shows someone their dick. There's sexual harassment everywhere. It's definitely a 2000s movie, but I'm going to put it out there. Phenomenal soundtrack. Opens up with an absolute banger. Shout out Rob Walker. It's Ziploc by Lit is the opening song. If you don't remember the 2000s, you got to go back and listen. Two, the absolute hottest chick to ever be in a movie that you've never seen ever again in your entire life is the main girl in it. You cannot go wrong with our boy Johnny Utah in any movie he's in, but Keanu just absolutely crushes it as a quarterback.
Yeah, you got to give him credit, because the reason why I like this movie, because he was a believer. Like the way he throws.
Yeah.
This isn't Freddie Prinze Jr. in fucking Fever Pitch a Summer Catch or whatever that movie is. Like, where you're like, this is awful. This is awful. He looks like he can actually throw it.
So Keanu's nuts. If you look into the John Wick stuff, like he made up all the John Wick drop the clip, throwing in, catch it again stuff that the people were like, that's awesome. And like, where did that come from? Oh, Keanu made it up. It's crazy that you say that, because he also throws lefty the entire movie, which is already, if you've ever watched Tua play football, you're like, what the fuck is wrong with what I'm watching? It doesn't look right. But Keanu looks good. Look, shout out Footsteps Falco.
Yeah, he was solid. So our first quote here, Johnny, go ahead, give us.
Well, that's give bullshit.
It, give it.
This one girl slapped the other girl on the ass. You're killing me here, Jimmy. And I'm going to change the quote for this one, because I'm going to say, you're killing me here, Timmy, because Tim knocked me out of basketball playoffs, effectively ruining my parliament year this year. Yeah, fuck you, Tim.
Yeah, that's a dagger. It's not over yet. If you pull up two back-to-back wins or two top two finishes in each sport, but
I can make overall money. It's definitely going to be hard. It's too hard to compete for first place when you miss playoffs. I might have a shot at coming back here and getting into overall money, but now the goal is just win a sport. Break even for the year, win a sport. So
I'm gonna give this to everybody who said no to March Madness. We already talked about it, but you guys are fucking assholes again. Fucking dick cheeses. Yeah, that's a great scene. Now I just can't stop thinking about the scene of them like slapping each other on the ass on the sideline.
Great part of this movie. Like they have replacement cheerleaders too. So what do? They get a bunch of strippers from Pussycats, the place by the airport, and then they're all out there just absolutely grinding onto the fans are going crazy. It's just, this movie's the best movie ever, guys.
Just like a lot of great cameos. Like the deaf tight end is a guy who was Pam's fiance in The Office.
Yep. The cast is huge. The cast is huge. It's a bunch of
John Favreau. John
Favreau's in it. Orlando Jones. Is that his name?
No. Orlando Jones. Yes. He had a moment there for a bit. Yeah. Great cast. Gene Hackman.
Gene
Hackman movie.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you about that story? I had a friend in high school who, whenever there would just be like awkward silence, he would just be like, how about that new Gene Hackman movie? And we're like, why did you say that? Because I don't know. I just felt like the guy's always come up with a new movie. How about that new Gene Hackman movie? All right. Next one here. Shane Falco says, I wish I could say something classy and inspirational. Well, that just wouldn't be my style. Falco then says, pain heals, chicks dig scars, glory lasts forever.
Pain heals, chicks dig scars, glory lasts forever.
This is a more general statement for Brad giving me specifically, but a lot of us shit for money. And not only did he place in money, but I also said I don't give a fuck about the money, which is true. We're talking about, yes, I want to win, but I want fucking bragging rights. I've only won once. I want to win another. I want to be the team that everybody hates to play or draft against, etc. So glory lasts forever. That's my thought. The money is obviously a nice part of it, but that's not why I'm doing it.
Yeah, you guys, instead of a winner's trophy, you should get tattoos that last longer for glory. You can just put 2003. No, yeah, this one, I don't disagree. It's funny. This is the in the huddle driving the last play of the game when he's trying to motivate the team of guys that have already been cut and they have nothing left to live for. And I think that's my general feeling when a text thread between Brad and Sam just bombs off in the middle of the day. The pain will heal from this, guys. The scars may go away. They'll be there. The glory of this text thread that you're all experiencing live right now while we're talking, which is still going and probably will be late into the night once Sam gets off work. That's what this league is for. You could be one of those schmucks that doesn't have any friends, doesn't text you all day, and you're sitting alone waiting for the one text. There's nothing better in this league than every single day. I know at one point there's a 200 thread text thread just waiting to explode. So that's the glory for me. Last quote.
That's a good one. I like that.
Coach Jimmy McGinty says, you know what separates the winners from the losers? And Falco goes, the score. And McGinty goes, no, getting back on the horse after getting kicked in the teeth.
You know what separates the winners from the losers, kid?
The score.
Getting back up on that horse after you've been kicked in the teeth.
This was your quote. This is, what's your kicked in the teeth moment here, Teach?
I think this is like for everyone who missed playoffs in basketball. This is it. Yeah, that doesn't mean just because you missed it, unless you're Zach, who won 1 week, I think. And who, I want to know who he beat, but that's incredible. But like, it's not, the season isn't over. Yourself included, I know, Johnny, you got dealt a bad hand here. Tim, who, and Gran, same thing for not making top four. Like, the season isn't over. Baseball's a very long ways away. I don't think it's quite that time to sell. But yeah, this is for everyone who gets kicked in the teeth, and potentially us, if we lose to fucking Musser and Brad this week, then what a fucking failure. And you know what? I'm not getting up.
Zach beat Donnie, the ninth place team. It's the only team he beat all year. I did the same thing. This one, I was worrying to myself that it's not done yet. I have a very competitive baseball team. We'll get into it with Sam, but I had a phenomenal baseball draft considering the crazy shit that happened in our baseball. And it's not over, right? Last year, we had a weird year. It's not normal that two teams did what Donnie and Zach did, where they're in playoffs, all three sports. They're in the championship games, most sports. That's not a normal thing, right? We've had plenty of champions that got seventh place in a sport and then won a sport and got second in another. So it's not over till it's over.
I love it. I love it. It's a long season. Obviously, you know, there's going to be teams jockeying. Teams are going to make a decision on what to do for the rest of the baseball going into football and the year after. I know there's already been, from what I understand, discussions, not for me, believe it or not. But I do have an announcement, a surprise announcement that I'm gonna share. Word on the street is there will be a Musser showing at the draft in San Diego.
Wow, a little tidbit.
Yes.
Does that cause more people not to come? I don't know. Where is he on the room list?
We'll see.
I didn't see it. I didn't see it on the room list.
He hasn't booked.
Sam, you got time. It could be worse, Sam.
People who haven't booked are Yoni, Sam, Musser, Griffin booked? I don't think Griffin booked. Griffin booked. We'll get into it with Josh on the pod, but there is, you guys want to book. That's all I'm going to say. You're going to want to book.
Just laps.
That's all I'm going to say.
Swimming laps.
Just the amount, we're not going to do you guys.
The
we're
amount
not...
of freak out when no one has any fucking idea what room order means or booking means is amazing to me. You are running an experiment, like a sociological experiment of what happens when you say crazy shit with no consequence.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that are very, let's just say there's been a lot of assumptions with that list. And again, we'll get into it, but maybe that just tells me what people don't trust me. Believe him.
This was a great replacement pod. We snuck it in because everyone else kept canceling and moving shit around, and we said, fuck it. I think that should be the brand. I think we set a date that we try to get a person in on. If they can't make it, we just keep plowing forward.
No, I agree. I think there's got to be, we're going to do Wednesdays at this time. If you can't make it, then we're going to do a pod, or then we'll get somebody else on.
Cool. All right. Everyone else, go fuck yourselves. That was the point of this entire pod while you're still drowning in texts.
All right, go fuck yourself Wednesdays.
Hey, GF Wise, W's Wise.